the big blaring headline in the New York Times should be, Russia defeats NATO. But of course, the New York Times will never state it that way. They're going to continue to push the pro-America propaganda that exists in contradiction to the reality that Russia has defeated NATO, and even more shockingly, Russia wasn't even trying that hard. Russia never even waged the full war against Ukraine. They ran a special military operation, and they used several hundred thousand troops in the process. I know they called up more than 1 million, but they never deployed more than 1 million to the battlefield. And yet Russia has defeated NATO and exposed the vulnerabilities of NATO, the ineffectiveness of NATO. Basically, Russia has shown the world that NATO is a paper tiger, nothing to be feared, because the NATO member countries don't have much of a military. Really, really not much left. They can't manufacture munitions. They can't field tanks. Not very many of them. They can't send qualified men into the fight, at least not in sufficient numbers. They really can't do much other than just push out press releases and propaganda pieces that claim false things. The level of delusion is so great in the minds of the Western leaders, I suppose, that they could be saying in their minds that NATO defeated Russia. But in reality, on the ground, Russia has defeated NATO. Furthermore, Russia did not have to resort to using nuclear weapons to defeat NATO. And Russia survived the economic sanctions, the rather harsh, aggressive sanctions that were pushed on it by the United States of America, which was behind the freezing of a rumored $300 billion in Russian assets being held in Western central banks. That was essentially stolen from the Russians. And Russia was cut off from the SWIFT electronic banking transaction system. The Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by the United States of America. And all of these were designed to destroy Russia's economy, make Russia weak, and allow NATO to defeat Russia in Ukraine. And yet, all of that backfired. All of it. Russia only became stronger. Russia built more of a domestic supply chain for its manufacturing. Russia was able to sell energy to other countries, not Western Europe, but many other countries around the world, such as Turkey or India or China, and many countries in the Middle East and African nations and so on. So Russia has actually done very well because of the economic sanctions. And furthermore, because of the experience on the battlefield now, Russia's military is by far the most experienced hands-on military in the world. And Russia's ground force military is far more capable than the military of the United States. Now, that's not true in terms of naval power, but it is true on land. And Russia has far more advanced weapon systems, including anti-air defense systems, hypersonic missile systems, superior artillery systems, superior electronic warfare systems, and many other things that make a big difference in war, including drones. What we're really watching here is the waning of the era of the U.S. empire. The United States has lost its place in the world, and it's still run by delusional leaders who think that they can order everybody else around, or that they can control every nation on the planet to do what they want. But that's delusional. That might have been the case after World War II and for many decades after that, but it's no longer the case. Nations no longer have to do what America tells them to do. They no longer have to use the dollar. They can join the BRICS Plus nations, and they can use other currencies or other settlement techniques to engage in international trade. And if they do so, by the way, their local economies will prosper. That's why the newly elected president of Argentina, Javier Milei, is making a huge mistake, saying that he's going to embrace the dollar and that he's going to pull Argentina out of the BRICS nations. That's a suicide mission for Argentina. It will just mean another currency collapse for a country that is perhaps best known for currency collapses. After all the years of failing currencies, to embrace another currency that is failing right now is pure insanity. And if you want to know what happens to your nation when you're a friend of the United States, just look at Germany. I mean, gosh, with friends like the US, who needs enemies? So the German economy is in a state of accelerating collapse because the United States bombed the Nord Stream pipeline, destroyed it in order to cut off Western Europe from Russian energy, to force Western Europe to be more economically dependent on the United States. And also, by the way, to just punish Europe to make the United States more competitive relative to a collapsing continent, which, well, part of a continent, Western Europe. Understand, the United States is the Tonya Harding of global economic competition. You know who Tonya Harding is? Remember that? She was the Olympic skater. There was a scandal, I think, back in the, what was it, the 1980s, where she had, I think, her boyfriend or someone attack the knees of a competing skater to damage her knees so that she couldn't compete, so that Tonya Harding could win. At least that's my memory of that event. Well, the U.S. is the Tonya Harding of global economics. If they can't beat you fair and square, they will blow up your infrastructure and blame Russia, no less. And understand that the U.S. destroying the Nord Stream pipelines, that's an act of terrorism against civilian infrastructure. This is not a small thing. This is really an act of war by the United States against Europe. So not only has the United States been defeated by Russia in Europe, but the U.S. is also defeating Germany's economy by waging war against German civilian energy infrastructure. I mean, what else could possibly go wrong? And you might wonder, well, why would the United States kneecap the German economy, given that the U.S. normally has quite a lot of trade with Germany and other European nations? And the worse off their domestic economies, the less money they can spend on exports out of America, which would harm America's economy. Why would the United States do that? And the answer is, the U.S. leaders, they don't care about America making things, manufacturing things, exporting things, because they think they can just print currency to maintain world dominance. They think they can print currency and weaponize debt in order to dominate the world forever. And they're wrong about that. They're woefully wrong. World-renowned economist Jeffrey Sachs speaks about this frequently, and he's right on the money with this, that you can't have economic prosperity by bombing your neighbors and printing fake fiat currency while destroying your own domestic infrastructure. It doesn't work out long-term. If you want to have long-term prosperity, number one, you need to cooperate with your neighbors. You need to find a way to get along and not bomb each other. And you need to stop all the mad money printing and really respect the world reserve currency status that you have obtained. If the U.S. wasn't abusing the dollar or weaponizing it against other nations, then most of those nations wouldn't be motivated to join the BRICS Plus initiative. Because the appeal of BRICS Plus is that, hey, wouldn't it be nice to carry out international trade and settlements in a currency that couldn't be weaponized by an aggressive, violent empire that has lost its mind? I mean, nobody in the world wants to be beholden to a crazed empire when it comes to domestic, you know, currencies or international trade. They want to have a currency that they can count on, a currency that won't be wildly manipulated or where they won't be shut off. And what's fascinating about all this, to bring this back to the topic here, is that the war with Russia revealed all this. The war with Russia exposed the lies and the vulnerabilities of the U.S. empire and its failed currency and its failed policies and its failed military. So instead of conquering Russia and showing the world how strong the U.S. military was, this war with Russia has only showed the world how weak America has become. The U.S. empire is collapsing so rapidly that it's shocking. And we're far beyond the tipping point to even turn this around. That's a critical thing to understand here. You can't reverse this. Not within the current framework that exists. It's impossible. The government owes too much to the people in terms of entitlements. The debt is too large. The currency is too devalued. And the leaders of the nation are too arrogant and economically illiterate to understand the long-term implications of what they're doing. And so they are driving America over the edge of a cliff. And I don't think there's any coming back from that. So keep your wits about you. Pay attention to everything that's happening. Understand that the dollar is going to become history, and that the safest place probably to put assets, if you want to have any left, is in things that continue to hold value, you know, gold and silver and land. And I've been talking about goldbacks recently. If you want to check out my lab analysis of goldbacks, you can visit verifiedgoldbacks.com, and you can see all our lab tests. It's quite fascinating. But look at hard assets, things that you can own and hold under self-custody, because as the U.S. empire falls, the dollar will also continue to fall, and the end result here is not in doubt. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. All right, back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have our certified organic lab-tested milk powder and also our coconut milk products. Again, both back in stock. I've got some on my desk. Can you show that? There we go. We've got milk powder in number 10 cans, which are really great for long-term storage. Also completely rodent-proof there. We also have milk, that is cow's milk, in the pouches. And then we have coconut milk powder as well for those of you who want that option. I use both of these. These are great long-term storable items, great barter items. They're both available at healthrangerstore.com along with hundreds of other products that we have there. Check this out. We also have our new organic super anthocyanins powder, which is great. I mean, this is a blend of six organic berry and vegetable powders. It's high in anthocyanins, which are the purple pigment molecules that have extraordinary properties for supporting your health. Also, of course, lab tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. And then if you go through the website, you'll see all these other products that we have, freeze-dried beet juice powder, organic nascent atomic iodine that's in organic glycerin, by the way. It makes it more tasty for people. Here's our organic vanilla bean powder, like the real vanilla bean powder, not make-believe fantasy artificial vanilla flavors. And then we have this new Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water with aquamin, which is a very popular mineral supplement. And this has great benefits. You can read about that and much more, collagen, peptides, and so on. All of this at healthrangerstore.com, where we do more in-house lab testing of our own products than any company in the world, any retailer, you know, any e-commerce company on the planet. We do more rigorous testing with our in-house lab, and that way we can bring you clean foods and supplements, things that we know to be clean, and almost everything certified organic as well. So check it all out, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.